In another violent day in Iraq, 8 Iraqi civilians and a U.S. soldier have been killed in separate attacks north of Baghdad. The United Nations announced it is further reducing its staff in Iraq, though a spokeswoman said the UN's work will go on. There is a funeral today for Aqila al-Hashimi, a member of Iraq's governing council. A senior council member blamed her assassination on Saddam Hussein loyalists who had been accused of much of the post-war violence. Another legacy of the Saddam Hussein regime are the hundreds of thousands of former political prisoners who are now trying to build new lives, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
A simple color printer is the tool of choice for Iraq's Independent Political Prisoners Institution. Slowly, because the color scheme is complicated, the printer spits out wallet-sized cards. Each has a picture of a person who was a political prisoner under Saddam Hussein or who had a family member executed. Azad Jamal, one of the institution's founders, hopes tens of thousands of Iraqis who suffered under Saddam will eventually carry these and use them to gain political clout.
We have nothing and we have no authority to do anything to them to solve their problems. But we are trying to reach the government and show them these problems for these families.
At the institution's offices, workers talk with former prisoners or family members who are hoping to get a better break from this government than they did from the last one. Since the fall of Saddam, various groups have been tracking down files to prove former prisoners' cases. The institution hopes their small, colored card will replace the packets of papers survivors often carry with them to document their past. Wahida Arabi has come to pick up her new card. Her son, an army officer, went off to training one day and came back in a coffin. Arabi is a wrinkled woman draped in black. Someday someone might say, if your relative was executed, come, demand your rights, she says. With this paper, I could prove that my son was killed by the old regime. It doesn't mean I'll get anything, she says, but it's worth a try. The institution tries to help people get jobs, pushing the idea that this group deserves priority. A job is what Rasufi Karim Muhammad wants. Muhammad says he was first jailed in 1968, released 10 years later, and spent most of his life since then in hiding. He's come here to apply for a card. Asked about proof to back up his story, he first bends over and pushes in a soft spot on his head. Then, over protests from the others in the room, he unzips his pants. Halfway down his right thigh is a large square scar.
They clip the thigh with it and hang you from the thigh.
Many former prisoners want straight compensation, money, or perhaps apartments. There are so many who suffered that could be expensive. Sandy Hodgkinson is the human rights director with the U.S. Civil Authority here, the CPA. She says it will take a lot of time for any nationwide consensus on how to help former political prisoners.
One of the big factors that I see in this is that information was so compartmentalized and the information was so controlled that many people knew things were happening, but they didn't know the extent of it or they didn't want to believe the extent of it. And I see that particularly between ethnic and religious groups that may not realize that other groups were also persecuted and other groups were also attacked.
Cards identifying people as former political prisoners or family of those executed could help, she says. Hodgkinson expects former political prisoners and families of those killed will get at least a sympathetic ear from the government, especially since some members of Iraq's current governing council suffered personally under Saddam. Jamal, with the Political Prisoners Institution, says the government must do something to help.
Don't you think so? These people sacrificed their lives, their sons' lives, their husbands' lives. For example, I show you, he was hanged, and even his family is hanged now.
Jamal survived 5 years in prison. When he came out, his wife had left him. He can't get her back, he says, but maybe a little something from Iraqi society. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.